You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 874, hour number 3. My name is Max. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blogspot for the complete playlist with all the links and details. We will start this hour with music from John Oliver. That's a Canadian composer from Vancouver. We'll hear a piece, selections from Flight 182 Meditations, a series of pieces about the tragedy of Flight 182, which occurred in 1985. And the text was written and spoken by the Canadian-Indian writer Rene Sarojini Saklikar, who was directly affected, having a family who was killed in that airline tragedy. John Oliver created the computer music soundtrack. What we'll hear is Trope 2, Speak, which is in three elegies, 1, 2, and 3, and we'll end with the final piece, Ghost Sutra. Music from John Oliver on the Earsay label from 2015. This is Flight 182, Meditations, Trope 2, Speak.
Elegy, what it feels like after. 1. What will always be missing? Sing. Do not sing. She lies in a darkened bedroom, head wrapped in a blue sweater. Sing of the days just after the bomb. Do not sing. She is the mother who does not speak. Speak, who does not touch. Was there no daughter to comfort her? Shunned also. So many details to withhold. Tell them. Do tell them. Do not listen to this daughter. With a finger she will stroke the skin of the mother. Rigid memories produce ill-fitting songs. This is no song. And of dreams before the bombing? Find she who is mother, who is sister. What kind of daughter refuses all songs? Why not consult the record that is the saga of the bombing of the plane? It is all there. There is nothing. Sing. Do not sing. Who does not speak? Speak.
Sing. Speak.
What kind of daughter speaks all song? Speak, 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 speak.
Not speak, speak, speak.
Sing of the days just after the bomb.
It is all there.
Is there one daughter to comfort her?
Could that not be?
Could that not be?
This is no song.
Sing.
Who does not
sing? Who does not be?
Stroke the skin of the mother.
Do not sing.
End of dreams.
Sing.
Who does not touch,
just after the bomb.
This is no song.
Sing.
Do tell them. This is no song.
Sing.
This is no song. Who does not touch? This is no song. It is all there. There is nothing.
N speaks to reporter, story, saga, testimony, lies, cell phone, judge, children, dismiss. N speaks to a reporter. I used to believe, the reporter says. N speaks. I used to believe, the reporter says, that one day there'd be more criminal charges. I used to believe, the reporter says. But now I see. After this inquiry, that'll be the end. Sorry, that'll be the end. N speaks to a reporter. You going to Ireland this year? You going to Ireland this year? You going to Ireland this year? N speaks to a reporter. Story, sorry, saga. What's it like to be part of the Air India story? N speaks to a reporter. Story, saga, testimony, lies. N speaks to a reporter. Story, saga. I used to believe, the reporter says, there'd be no criminal speaks. Three. In the home house, in the basement, there is the mother. She is singing a sweet song. It is before. Of her name, there are redactions. Of her mother tongue, there is no record. This is the life of a woman. Made in India, living in Canada, in the home house, in the basement, there is the mother, and she is absent, sister. In the home house, the mother. Thank you.
when she is absent. Ghost Sutra.
Another sentencing hearing begins in Vancouver on Wednesday for...
To me, my countryman, of what you did and never will do, from the island town of Duncan, province where we live, there are the songs of Canada, India, of what we are, what we've become.
The only man ever convicted in connection with the Air India bombing.
Sing to me, children, of what you were and now, restless and traveling.
We will never hear him say the truth.
My countryman, minutes and hours jailed with you.
Some family members of those killed in the Air India bombing planned to be in the courtroom.
Aunt, uncle, sing of what you were and will be 1985 and after. Water, wind, child and limb, bomb and island. Air India rock where cuts the rain. No ocean like time, no ocean like time.
That was music from John Oliver, a Canadian composer from Vancouver, and that was from Flight 182 Meditations. We heard the closing portions, Trope 2, Speak, which is composed of Elegies 1, 2, and 3, and the final selection, Ghost Sutra, and that's music by John Oliver with words and voice by the writer Renee Sarojini Saklikar, Montreal, Canadian Indian, who lost family members in the Air India bombing of Flight 182 in 1985. This is Martian Gardens, episode 874, hour 3. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog, and you can hear Martian Gardens also podcast at radioforall.net. That's radio, numeral 4, A-L-L, radioforall.net. We'll hear some Laurie Anderson coming up next with Mary Simony and Reconnaissance Fly and Charles Amerikanian. The first three pieces here are pop songs. First, Laurie Anderson. We'll hear Dark Angel from her CD Life on a String from Nonesuch, released in 2001. We'll then hear from composer Mary Simony, who is now at RPI in Troy, New York. Rensselaer Polytechnic, and she was previously a professor at the University of Michigan, where this piece was recorded, a piece called Giggles, music for soprano and a small ensemble in the form of a rock and roll song. And then we'll hear a little bit of jazz from Reconnaissance Fly, featuring Polly Mahler, a San Francisco-based jazz group. And the piece we'll hear is entitled Electric Rock Like a Cat, and I'm still not sure what that means. This comes from their album Flower Futures, Cage Flower Futures, Reconnaissance Fly, and we'll end with a poem by Charles Amerikanian from his Mental Radio album from... from CRI, released in 1985. We'll hear Church Car Version 2 from Charles Amerikanian, who just turned 70 years old earlier this month. Older than 70, 72 maybe. Laurie Anderson starts us off with music from Life on a String from 2001. This is called Dark Angel.
Dark angel parachutes down into an abandoned town. He says, oh, I've been looking for a certain white clown. Doesn't look like you're it, but you're the only one around, so I guess you'll have to do it, he says. So anyway, how are you doing? I say, actually I can't stand all the new machines. It's supposed to be all brand new, but it all looks the same. He says, oh, it looks like you're bored. It sounds like you're bored. So try this, he says to me. Why don't you get an old beret? And why don't you find an old cafe? And sit at a table and write something new that's never been heard before. Or write your own manifesto. That would do. Just make sure you use a pencil so you can always get it, you know. Things I bought, I can't believe what they cost. Just a lot of plastic and numbers on my credit card. I'm feeling kind of lost. The world that used to seem so small, I can wrap my arms around it. Now it seems really big, and I said, oh, from your pictures I guess that you were tall, but actually, gotta go now.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. That was Charles Amerikanian of Other Minds, and that was from his album from CRI, released in 1985, Mental Radio, that featured Charles Amerikanian and his colleague Anthony Nazzo reciting Amerikanian's poem Church Car, Version 2. We started with Laurie Anderson, a piece called called Dark Angel, and following that we heard from Mary Simony from RPI, Rensselaer Polytechnic, a piece recorded at her old job in at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, a piece called Giggles, music for small ensemble and soprano, and then Reconnaissance Fly featuring Polly Mahler. That's her jazz band from San Francisco. That was called Electric Rock Like a Cat, and that's from the album Cage Flower Futures from Reconnaissance Fly. And again, we ended with Charles Amerikanian and his Mental Radio album from CRI, and that was Church Car Version 2. We'll hear next music from Robert Morris of the Eastman School of Music, and this is a dedication to Robert Morris a few years ago for his 70th year, featuring original compositions played and performed by Robert Morris, as well as Robert Morris compositions performed by friends and friends' compositions dedicated to Robert Morris. That's a 3-CD set, Robert Morris at 70, from my memory is shot this week, absolutely shot. Let's see. That's from Perspectives of New Music via the Open Space magazine label. And this is a piece for piano performed by Susanna Zuchik-Kwan. I think that's how you pronounce her name, between the Korean and the Polish. Susanna with two Z's, Susanna Zuchik-Kwan, on the piano, the faculty of Eastman School of Music. This was performed at the Eastman School March 29th, 2010. The piece is called Strange Flowers, Occasional Storms, a 2008 composition from Robert Morris. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 874, hour 3. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog. Thank you.
Thank you.